Our last report this week comes from the North Shore Community School, and our reporter is Addison.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. Here is the phonology report for the week of December 5th, 2020. My name is Addison, and I'm your phonologist for the week. The temperature is dropping into single digits almost every day. Taylor is noticing that the days are going cloudy to sunny. It was 5 degrees in the morning and then went up to 40 degrees by lunch at Cade's house. When Nora was at Spirit Mountain on Sunday, they only had one run open because the main hill had no snow. On the lift ride up, they saw patches of rock, which are not good for your skis. 'Tis the season for ice, lots of it. Be careful when walking, as falling on ice and breaking bones is all too common in the winter months. Rocco and Kendall noticed that small creeks by their house are frozen now. At Kate's house, the Sucker River is frozen over in some parts, and you can walk across it. Also at Kate's house, they are building a skating rink. Amy's river is frozen, so they can skate on it. 'Tis the season for some families to go out and find the perfect Christmas tree. Many of our spruce have been damaged by spruce budworm and have bare branches, while some areas are not affected. On 12-2-20, Rocco saw two squirrels chasing each other. Adeline saw traces of a scuffle in the snow between a cat and a small rodent. David has seen many tracks of a deer. The bear has now retired to its winter den near Adeline's family deer stand. Jason heard some coyotes yapping in his field. Lars saw a black wolf walking across the road. Last week on the 25th, Miss T.G. had a male evening grosbeak at her bird feeder. It was the first one she had seen this fall. The great gray owl is still hanging around her property and can also be seen along the road hunting for voles in their food preference. On Monday the 30th, JC saw an owl flying over her house. Kendall has noticed grouse tracks while out in the woods. He has startled a few and seen them fly away. Brandt, Ava, and others are observing their winter feeder visitors, including chickadees, blue jays, nuthatches, and woodpeckers. This is a great time to hang suet feeders for them as well. It gives them the extra calories they need to survive in cold temps. They are awfully fun to watch from our windows. Adeline and Jennifer noticed that insects outside are pretty scarce, but cluster flies and those little red beetles are still active in our homes. JC saw a dead fly on her windowsill. A fly flew in Kurt's window when he opened it. When it started to get warmer, William noticed a red beetle on his dining room window. This concludes the phonology report. Have a safe week, get outside, and be observant.
Yeah, get outside and be observant. Thank you, Addison. Nice report. Oh, boy. Lucky Miss T.G. Evening grosbeak and a great gray owl. Wow, there's two winter birds for you. And grouse tracks. If you've been out walking, check out the grouse tracks. They always, they chain together so nicely. The bird takes these rather limited steps. So you get these tracks that just lay out as a chain across the snow, and they're very, very nice to look at. I always enjoy seeing them myself. That's our talkback show for this week. Thank you for participating. Thank you for listening. If you have notes that you'd like to share, we would love to hear from you. Please send them along.